Blog Talk Radio.
It's a bong ripping morning.
Sure is. Are you going to do it, Signet?
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host,
Oh, no, I think we should do it. You're running
Cannabis Kids. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-945-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thhctucson@gmail.com.
Didn't come out right.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting every week.
All right, so we're going to be rich soon.
With the most certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard, or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. My whole list is gone. I don't know where anything is. I can't get to anything anymore. All right. Good enough. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday special edition. Two of our little Weed Day monkeys are here. Cannabis Kid and Silver Sister in the house. Woo-hoo. We say Wednesday, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And I know you all want to know how many days until Christmas. Inquiring minds want to know. For the bestie, for Silver Sister, you only have 287 days until Christmas. I warn you every year. We're in 12 years now. Holy.
Holy.
Oh, here's a dinosaur.
Holy.
Maybe we should hear the dinosaur again. This is great. Here it is. Weed Day Wednesday dinosaur.
Content.
Was that a dinosaur?
That was definitely a dinosaur.
Definitely a dinosaur?
Okay. Yep.
What's in the coffee? Chocolate Baileys? Come on. We discovered that yesterday on the Weed Day Wednesday show. Chocolate Baileys. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's beyond chocolate milk. It's crazy.
Boozy milk. Boozy chocolate milk.
Yeah, it's chocolate booze. Chocolatey, milky booze. Chocolate
booze. How was that morning?
Oh, that was a great day.
It was a great day.
It was a whole afternoon.
It was a whole afternoon. I kidnapped Mary Rocks, our Mary Jane, and I had Silver Sister, and we went to sushi, and we had a lot of sake, and then we got more sake, and then we sat by the pool and listened to 70s music.
And all afternoon and drank boozy chocolate milk?
Well, we didn't even get to that.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. It's Trash Tuesday. Yeah, we say Wednesday. It's after Trash Tuesday. Look, he's putting in his calendar. Oh, my God, that's great. It's going
right
in.
I don't want to miss that.
Yeah, can't miss Trash Tuesday.
That is next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, you've got some, things. That's a little hard.
It's a little hard.
Yeah, that's a little hard. That's all right. Let's see. Oh. I found, we've discovered something. This new phone is loud. Very loud. All right, and heavy. It's heavy. Heavier. Although. All right, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, folks. You have just tuned yourself in here. Thanks to Weed Day Wednesday for hosting our show each and every week. If you want to get certified, get on over to tumbleweedhealthcenter.com and check out our website. And are we still in there? Just have to ask.
Just making sure.
Yes, always making sure. Check it out. Okay. is the anniversary when we lost our sound guy. This is around that time, so be prepared for the show to cut right the heck out. All right. Get on over to Tumbleweeds and get on over and click the, I don't know why this does this every time. I have to refresh my little thing. There is a picture. It's supposed to come up. Time to vote again for Best Certification Center and Best Doctor. Whoop, whoop. And we even put a little QR code right on the screen. You can just click it and vote.
Get started.
Click and vote. Woo! We love it. We'd really appreciate it. Right now, special New Year special. It's pretty much a spring special now. I'll change that. $269 includes everything. We are the lowest price in town, and we are the best in town. So vote for us. And if you don't want to come in, the state is super, super, super accepting telemedicine now. Oh, that again. Anyway, yep, they've finally admitted it. They're accepting it. Yep. We're going into our 13th year, so come on, get on and vote for us. If you would like to get your medical marijuana card, here are the conditions you can do so for. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy. I know why they say it like that, including, like, is epilepsy not a seizure? Pretty much is. So we kind of just have to say seizures. HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, dementia, all that good stuff we're not going to get because we smoke weed. Hex hair wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasm, including multiple sclerosis. You're eligible for a medical cannabis card if you suffer for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition or just a treatment. That's right. If your treatment's causing something like this, then you can get your medical marijuana card.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
All right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. How are you feeling after that bong rip?
I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
How do you feel after passing it along?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
I feel like I made a good decision.
You made it. That was a good choice for you?
Choice.
Yeah. Somebody wasn't going to be able to function at work today. Had that thing happened. Oh, man. So, any cannabis stories? I went into the Trulieve at Swan and 22nd, and it got all fancy. Have you been in yet, Cannabis Kid, to the Trulieve at Swan and 22nd? You have not, Silver Sister?
I have not.
Not since it's been fancified.
The one here on the
very
corner?
Very fancy. You get a 40% off, but I warn you, they're like Miss Olson on Little House on the Prairie. They jack their prices up and have a huge sale for a new kid special. They give you 40% off, but it's so expensive. It is so expensive.
What were you buying? 100 milligrams?
No, 1,000 milligrams.
Exactly. A little more expensive.
Yeah, I felt like I was.
Yeah.
But I've heard other people say it's just pricey anyways. But they were very nice in there.
How much is it for them to be there?
It was a lot of money.
Probably definitely 20%.
I'd say 70%.
Was the products that you got good?
One actually affected me because I took a lot on accident. And but it took 200 milligrams to make me giggle. Yeah. It was a lot. It was a lot. And I was in the middle of making pizzas, and I was like, what happened? Ooh, make your pizza. What was that?
Going down, folks. We got her. We got her.
Yeah, 200 milligrams. Now I can see how they can take out big animals, you know? Just you need like 500 milligrams. That's all. Not that I'm a big animal. Not that. Well, because, oh, there's your hat selection. There you go. You get to choose.
Oh, this is fun.
I think the white one would fit you better than all of us. But you pick black, navy, or...
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Oh, yeah, the little rope.
Yeah.
Is that classic?
Oh, that's also.
It is?
Yeah.
I was like, why? Because they have with the rope or without. What is, what, I don't even know what the rope does. Okay. Oh, look, there you go.
Yep.
Yep.
Good. Now you can go to work.
Now you can go to work. Oh, wait, we're on a radio show. So, no experiences out there. So and that was a Brix bar, B-R-I-X. That was a 1,000 milligram bar, and my back really in pain. It was long days of pizza making, and I was fried. It was the only pizza maker, and I 200 milligrams. And a while later, I'd forgotten I'd taken it, because usually nothing affects me.
Yeah.
Nothing. And that, I was like, ooh. What's happening? Oh, yeah, I took the candy. So pizza making was a little more fun after that. 70s music got a little louder after that.
I sent one of my clients down to the Goodwood to pick up some puppy.
So did you.
Uh-huh.
Like my realtor sent me down here.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder if that was
legal.
What?
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
He has a wild puppy that his dad left him.
Yes.
After he passed away.
Oh.
And he, you know who he reminds me of?
Wild puppy. Dr. George. Oh. Her?
What?
Keep pointing.
God, what's his name?
Jamie.
Sully and...
Oh.
Wiley.
Oh, Walt?
Walt.
Crazy dog?
Yes.
Oh, there was...
Walt,
Walt
yes.
would have needed like 600 milligrams.
Walt, he reminds me of Walt.
Oh, Walter.
Yeah.
He's very...
When he was talking about him, I was like...
Yeah, Walt was our dog that was like, he was literally half, like,
yeah,
they,
very, like
they call him American Dingo.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, his person just died, so he's anxious, but then
yeah.
he's probably, and then he's in a
and
new place. And he's,
and,
oh, he's a literal puppy?
Well, not a puppy. It's probably
like
a couple
years.
Couple-year-old.
Oh, well, he's
old.
Still a puppy. Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, and his person just left.
Uh-huh.
That's real hard and sad. So yeah, something
yeah.
just to take the edge off.
He's going to take him back to...
Yeah.
Country.
Yeah, with
yeah.
him, and he's really worried about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good bonding experience, cross-country road
right.
trip.
You need to go get some CBD for that baby dog.
Yeah, that baby dog needs
oh,
it.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, because he's going to need it. Driving yeah. cross-country with a crazy dog.
Yeah. So
that's nice.
Him. I'm glad he got in there. That's good.
Yeah. That's good, yeah.
I've
see?
Been hitting my Stizzy. I've been trying out some other stuff that D2 or D1 has.
D1.
They have their new little vaporizers that you can, they're really tiny, but they're made with their distillate and their crystal distillate.
Crystal distillate? I don't know.
It's not,
it's a,
their, it's their product.
Oh.
In a really little tiny vape pen.
Disposable pen? You
yeah, it? You can charge it until you run out of your stuff.
And then what do you do with it?
And then you can toss it.
They're not recyclable.
They're not recyclable.
Damn it. We have to come up with something that is, because that's ridiculous. You should be able to throw it into recycling once that's done. Maybe not
like,
maybe not the glass tip, because they don't recycle glass
well,
anymore and it's contaminated, but at least the battery, you should be able to take the battery to battery recycling.
Well, the thing is,
I'm going to get a battery daddy and find out if my batteries are really dead or not.
The thing is that they should be doing is
they're a little late.
They should.
They should be recycling.
Like all the cartridges and all the stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They can recycle it. There's got to be, I mean,
be
the amount of waste that happens in this industry is really...
The amount of waste...
It's absurd.
You are so right.
Yeah, it's absurd. It really,
I mean,
it's really
about,
absurd.
I mean, after it went
but, I mean,
legal...
there's metal
just,
in them. You could, they, I mean...
I mean, some, I don't know. This is the thing I have always hear. It costs too much to recycle it. The
yeah.
other thing is, you know, since this... what would this be called? This
our post-pandemic? What?
Well, just the medical marijuana in general coming to full fruition and the boom. And walking in, I walked into D1 the other day, and just to see the amount of products there are is crazy.
It's obscene. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
like
the
grocery store
of
weed
that you get, there is so many. Drinks. I mean, we're talking about so
it's
far from
store.
That little
yeah.
Ziploc bag that we used to.
Oh, God. With the, did you see the scale I posted on Facebook?
No.
Old-fashioned scale.
Oh, where you hold it out and it is.
And yeah, where you wear your baggie and it.
I think you have one now.
Oh, I probably still. Yeah. I probably do somewhere. Yeah,
but
I know.
You think about like we were. I was in there and I was like all the boxes, the plastic, the bags, the cartridges, the batteries.
General, like you
yeah.
open up a cartridge package and there's a box and there's a magnet in it and you take out the cartridge.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're stuffing
like
this.
Yeah.
You know. Sometimes
it is.
A baby dragon.
Little there. Baby dragon at the bottom.
Yeah.
It's just, it is pretty crazy that it has gotten to where it is like candy almost. Like a
no, it is.
Candy where every package has to have
oh, and this
different
is,
fun stuff. So
this
people
is the
to
stuff
buy
that
it.
Did it. I catch. Here you go. That's what did it.
The other thing is, like these bags,
so
this is a great way
recycle
to attach. Yeah.
And those
a
are
a great way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little.
And here's gummies.
Yeah.
Each one is 1,000?
50. Each one
50?
Is 50. They give
oh.
you two sets, and I just took four of those. I just cut it and was like, back to work. Chop, chop.
My back is hurting.
I'm not anymore. My back was hurting. Shut that door. Yeah, so that's it. 1,000 milligram.
Is that sativa?
This was a hybrid, I believe. I try. Well, TH, big flavor, big dose, big flavor. I think this is, and that's my other complaint. But are we talking about dispensaries right now? Because you can't. This is yes. This is so small. The writing is so small in there. I have to get a flashlight. And sometimes I literally have to take a picture of it and then blow it up on my phone because the writing is so small. It's pretty ridiculous. Pretty flippin' ridiculous. Oh, no. Oh, don't do that. Go back where you're supposed to go. I hate when they do that. All right.
Does it come like this?
It comes in,
one
yeah. It comes in two of those chunks. So you get two chunks of 500 that are scored. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that? I knew it. Hi, little bear. Wait, hi. Did you come to say hello to everybody on Wednesday? Wednesday? Oh, there's your favorite girl that's allergic to you. Come say hi. You love your girl. Well, what are you making strange noises for? Go get him. Go get him.
Come on.
It's kitty cat time on Wednesday. Wednesday.
Come on.
As we check for news on AZ Marijuana. Nope. I'm going to stay just right out of reach, but I might let you pet me. Yeah. Well, come here. Come here. Oh, there it is. There it is. There's the pet. Now keep following me. There's a third of an acre to follow me around. Oh, no. An Arizona cannabis cultivation property is for sale. Let's find out how, you know what? I have cannabis property for sale, too.
Let's talk about it.
I have 40 acres. Anybody would like to. Give a
sure.
call.
It can be used for that.
THC Tucson. It should be used for that at gmail.com. Arizona Dispensary creates new cannabis holiday this March. 320 is the new 420. What the heck is that? Oh, my God. Well, let's read about it because this is just silliness. Oh. Giving Tree Dispensary, the only majority female-owned and operated vertically integrated cannabis retail in Arizona, is springing forward this year with an exciting spin on cannabis culture's original holiday 420. This March 15th through the 20th, Giving Tree will host 320, playfully suggesting that 320 is the new 420. While Giving Tree a dispensary will showcase its renowned home strains at their lowest prices ever. It will also take the opportunity to elevate and celebrate their campaign partners 22 Red, Bits, Leafers, Infused, Pure, Savvy, Sneakers, Stitzy, and Wanna. During the promotion, customers can enjoy 420 Sal exclusive offers a month before the big day. For details, customers and patients should visit givingtreedispensary.com/320-deals. Among the deals are $69 ounces, buy one, get ones, and door busters. Quote, as an independently owned small business, we are constantly looking for ways to partner with the best brands in the state to deliver value for our customers and patients. We are excited to invite the Valley to shop with us March 15th through March 20th to experience what makes Giving Tree Dispensary so special, said Lilac Mazer Power, founder, owner, and CEO of Giving Tree Dispensary. The six-day promotion will feature daily deals on best-selling flower, pre-rolls, I think you missed $69 ounces, cartridges, edibles, I know, that's what we did, extracts, and topicals. And customers are encouraged to take advantage of these exclusive offers while they last. For more information about the promotion and to explore the wide selection of trusted cannabis products, stop by at 701 West Union Hills, Phoenix, Arizona, or visit givingtreedispensary.com. Well, there you have it. You have a coin. 320 is the new 420. There you have it, kids, in case you were wondering. That is it. I wonder how, I mean, that's $69 ounces. Is it good weed? You know, I mean, that is nothing for an ounce. Holy cow. That's a lot. That's a little. That's a little for a lot. That's shocking, but I want, inquiring minds want to know. We all are. It's field trip, writing it off. All right. Hawaii State Senate passes a bill to legalize cannabis for adults. Way to go, Hawaii. All right. This was last week. Sorry, kids. This is the news I'm getting here. The Hawaii's Attorney General's Office drafted SB 3335, which would legalize and regulate cannabis for 21 and adults over. The AG's office shifted its position in legalization from opposed to neither opposed nor supportive of the bill. The bill has some positive features, including legalization, the inclusion of home cultivation, which, I mean, everybody is home cultivating in Hawaii now anyway, right? I mean, hello, aloha, and a social equity program. However, the Hawaii Alliance for Cannabis Reform, HACR, has concerns that the bill is overly focused on ramping up law enforcement and recriminalizing innocuous conduct and has far too little focus on equity. Senate committees amended the bill and addressed some of our concerns. However, changes are still needed to ensure it is rooted in equity and justice instead of an overly punitive approach that excessively ramps up law enforcement. Key provisions of the bill, beginning January 1st, 2026, the bill would allow adults 21 and older to possess up to 1 ounce of cannabis and 5 grams of concentrate and cultivate 6 plants and store up to 10 ounces of cannabis at home. 6 plants. You're going to get 10 ounces on 1 plant. So there you go. You're setting yourself up again for some legal loopholes. Personal cultivation may only occur in a secure place, not easily accessible to those under 21. And cannot be visible to the public without use of technology. It is only allowed at one's private residence, which does not include federal public housing, shelters on campus housing, and commercial housing. And regardless of the number of adults living in a residence, the total limit per residence is 10 plants and 2 pounds of harvest of cannabis. Mm. Okay, so 2 pounds. That's a lot of weed and 10 plants, but what are they supposed to do with their extra? Because we know there's going to be extra. You know what I'm saying? What are we going to do with that? What are we going to do with that? We are going to smoke it. All right. You are listening to Weed Say Wednesday, folks. Cannabis Kid, how's it going over there?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great. So what do you think about the distillates? Because, and maybe because they were old, but I was trying the ones that we got at those meetings, you know, and I got major headaches. Remember, I kept complaining. You're like, why are you complaining of headaches? You don't get headaches. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped using that stuff, and I didn't have headaches anymore. So I don't know if it was old or if it was how they processed
how
it.
How you react to it. Or...
Yeah. Well, there were different kinds. There was, like, live resin, live rosin. There was water process, so there was no chemicals involved, which I thought would be a good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And that one made...
Like, I don't know which one I was going to hit it from, so. I don't know.
I mean, I would say.
It scares me.
Yeah. And then if it was a sativa one, too.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't do sativa.
Huh.
Sativa does me.
Yeah.
Big time. All right. Oh, Connecticut's going to show their price of a gram of flour online. What do you think that's going to be for Connecticut's gram of flour versus a $69 or $67 ounce in
I'm
Phoenix?
Say $5 gram.
Okay. So we're assisted. $5 grams.
250.
I'm going to say $7 a gram.
$7 a gram?
Up. Connecticut's Department of Consumer Protection, the DCP. Yeah, you heard DCP. Yeah, you know me.
DCP.
Yeah, you know me.
You're
DCP. Yeah, you know me. Sorry, folks. You're listening to Weed Say Wednesday. And yes,
you're welcome.
We did have the bong hit. Ah. They published some new data showing the price per gram of usable cannabis sold in the states. Yeah, usable adult use cannabis and medical marijuana markets, according to a March 11 press. The usable cannabis essentially means flower and includes raw flower in whole, ground, or pre-rolled form without additional extracted materials. Currently, that gram is going for Silver Sister. Did you have any guesses?
I thought you said seven.
No, I said seven.
You said seven.
You said five. $12 a gram.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Wow.
Probably been
it's slightly up from years prior. They're raising prices. They're not lowering it. The Register Citizen reports that. The average price per gram, what's that?
I was going to say people pay for it.
Oh, they will. It's like when we asked Stevie Nicks' brother why the Fleetwood Mac concerts went up. When they were
people
outrageous, if that was his answer, because you guys will pay for it. And we're like, shut up. And those were when tickets were $150, and now they're like $10,000 to see Stevie. I'm like, whatever, she can see me for $150. All right. Yeah, come and see me. Come smoke my weed.
Stevie's calling right now.
Not during the show. She does partake in her little weed products. I think she'd like mine. How she sits and writes at her piano. All right. Okay. Ooh, last October it was $9.68 a gram. What happened?
Watch out for falling prices.
Well, their prices are just getting higher.
$9.68? Are they at Walmart?
Yeah. No, what is their price? $7.98?
It's like $9.98.
Yeah,
like,
$7.98,
$6.98. Or a $7.
$8.
That's
deal with it. Psychologically deal with it, all right? Oh, man. In February, the average price per gram of usable cannabis was $12.28. The newest data includes collected since the market opened in 2023. According to High Times, Trans High Market quotations in the March issue, which does not track the price per gram, the average price of an ounce across America was, okay, kids, average price of across America per ounce. Oh, is that an ounce? Oh, close. $2.96.
$1, Bob.
What? I'll say. You did it.
Did I win?
You were way over. You won. Tell, yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, you were close. I don't do numbers.
$1.
I'll take $1. Oh, my God. That was great. The state recorded 15.6 million in adult use cannabis sales during the month of February. Are you getting warm out there? Are you trying to hit the camera?
I'm trying to reach.
I know.
My lower back is.
Plus 9.4 million in medical cannabis sales for a total of $25 million in cannabis sales. Now, is that usable? is this usable data that we're harvesting here?
That's a lot of freaking money.
Yeah, why are we need to get that 40 acres into some weed growing right away.
Seriously.
You get on that right now. Oh, sure. Oh, sure. 20 million here. 10 million here. 40 acres of usable marijuana grown property right there. Did you know Portal is in this state? It's the second best place to grow agricultural because of how the ground regulates itself underneath. It's pretty amazing land out there.
Because it's portal.
Yes.
There's a portal.
There is a portal to great weed out there. And you two have seen it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen it. You've seen
it. Well,
I
mean,
I've been by it. You've seen the crazy.
I've been by it.
You have. You've seen it. You've been near.
We were near the land. One day.
We really were. But we were safe because we have our native with us.
It was my plan.
We found a nice tree. We had a picnic.
We did.
We offered some offerings to the natives.
Yeah.
We were safe.
Yeah. We smoked a little bit.
Somebody
we walked around. We hiked. We took some really good.
Really fun photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't get shot that day. I call that a win. That
like winning the lottery, I'm going to say. No shooting that day.
That is a win. Win, win, win. No shooting that day. No, we didn't, did we?
Yeah.
All right, back to this.
We were a little drunk when we got there, too.
Maybe. But if you want to buy 40 acres or lease it, heck, we'll lease it to you. There's cows nearby. It's very fertilized. It's organic soil. It hasn't been used in 3 years. You just need to get a couple of the bigger rocks off, till it'll look like Paul Ingalls, and we'll get some oxen out there and plow the land. We're good to go. Let's do this. Because you could make this much money. The state recorded, wow, yeah, $2.6 million decrease in total cannabis sales from January. Oh, they were way down from the previous month. What the heck? The data set was added as part of the department's monthly data release, which to date has included total retail sales. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
That was when my hat was whole, too. My hat has holes in it. It got shot a couple of times.
I wasn't on that trip.
Yeah, no, me too. We would have been in jail. That was fun. Yeah. The most recent data for each data set have also been published in accordance with the department's monthly cannabis data sales. What's going on? We're shrooming?
No, we just said, can you imagine running into those two?
Oh, no, not at all. But you know what? This whole article has been interrupted. So let's just do it. We'll do what we love the most. Ready?
Into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruise in to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old. So it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke. Special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly. All right, welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your health lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. We're at Broadway and Swan, 4826 East Broadway. Come down and get on down to the Good Leaf. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. All about the hemp and CBD, and we've got terpy distillates and all sorts of good things you can vape on.
Terpy distillate.
Smoke. Oh, I like it. TM, that's our new business, terpy distillates. I like it. It's like Ricky Stenicki. Ricky Stenicki! Have you seen Ricky Stenicki? Oh, my Lord. We should just all be watching Ricky Stenicki right now.
Oh, my God.
Because if you're not having a Ricky Stenicki kind of day, then you just get back upstairs until you come down to Happy Heart. Good Lord. Ricky Stenicki, John Cena. Oh, Lord.
I should remember that.
Oh, yes, you will. It's changed lives. It changed everybody's lives last weekend.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Ricky Stenicki.
Ricky Stenicki. Ricky won't be at the Good Leaf, but hemp and CBD products will. Our terpy distillates will be down there. And there's all sorts of new products. There's products for sleep. There's products for energy. There's products for stress. There's products for animals. We got our hemp leashes and backpacks and
bags
and bags
and wallets.
We've got the Michael McConaughey fanny packs, hemp fanny packs. In case Michael comes, we're ready in both places.
We're ready
for that. Yeah, we're ready. Ready for that. He's going to stop by. Oh, yes. Don't forget to vote for us. And I don't know why the Good Leaf's not up for voting. It never is. Kind of a strange situation. You'd think that someone would do their research in town. But get on over to TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com. Oh, scared you. And, you know what? You don't have to do that because we've got a whole bucket of these eyeball cleaners. But get on over. And if you want to know what you can get certified for, check out the certification section. And can you hear me when I walk away like that? So like you have to carry my thing.
I've gotten so many people on these.
You have. Do you need some too?
I do need
it. Yeah. They're for your cool glasses, your Snoopy glasses. I think those are actually Snoopy glasses. Snoopy wore those glasses.
Yep. So I think you should give them back then.
Yeah. I think, here, let's just look it up because I think Snoopy wore those glasses. Snoopy sunglasses. He really did. See? He sure did. Those are exactly the pair he wore. Yep, look at her. She's Snoopy. For Halloween, you got this. Oh, that's cute. We know what your Halloween costume's going to be. Snoopy. Oh, and look at little Woodstock. I need a little Woodstock hanging in my tree out there. All right.
How did we get here?
I don't know. We were just talking about psilocybin because we're allowed to talk about that on there. I think we should all dose right now. Come on. We'll all go to work and help you. We'll all help you. Come on.
Tomorrow?
Oh, no, I've got too much to do tomorrow. Oh, Basil.
Can we do Saturday?
I'll be gone. Ooh, you guys should come to Tombstone.
and I'll like try it then. During to me.
Because her back is hurting from pizza.
Yeah. Well,
have you had that pizza?
I had it yesterday.
It's
fucking
delicious.
Yeah, but you have to have it like he did, right out the oven. Right out the oven.
And then
yeah.
She tells you you can't have anymore.
Yeah.
So put that back.
Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Because it was just sample day.
Oh, that was like, it wasn't even.
Can I buy a pizza?
We were like,
and
no, sorry.
She's like, no, I'm sorry.
We didn't even have enough.
It's like
to...
she gave you free drugs.
Kind of
free drug joint.
No, but yeah, exactly.
She gets you hooked,
and
then she
then
tells you can't have anymore.
You have to come
and then
back.
You like go through withdrawals.
And then
on your way home from it too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But now you can take them all home. Now you can. We had a girl come in with her friend. No. And her friend didn't like pizza. And then, yeah.
What?
And they got her, you know, they got a slice anyway. And then later her friend came up and she's like, I need to order one to go. So she ordered a slice. And her friend ordered each another slice, which is half a pizza. So I just gave them the whole thing. And they wrote us a 5-star review. She freaked out. She just was like, I need more of that. And then her friend kept saying, but you don't even like pizza. And she's like, I have to have more.
It's true.
Yeah.
When it comes out. Like
we're
going
to start making IVs of it.
Blend it up and
just stick it in there, right in. Yeah, you know. Just
how much are those?
$1,000. $1,000.
Well,
yeah.
You definitely
yeah.
made amazing pizza from there, Belle.
Yeah, it's Hotel Tombstone.
Delicious.
Stuck up.
The sauce, the crust, like
everything's
mean,
good.
Everything you.
It's a good stuff. So when
it's
you
like,
get really
it's
munchied out. You get out, you go to Tombstone.
It's like you were growing weed and you made sure it had all the right things.
Exactly. All the right things. There's a concern because I haven't hit the best friend lamp all this morning. We need to plug it back in and hit it right now. The best friend lamp needs to be punched. Just, I guess you could probably unplug maybe the big one. The big one on the end there. No, down towards the other end. Yeah, that thing. Just get rid of that thing and hit it. All right. Cannabis Kid on air. Hitting it now. Uh-oh. All right. Oh.
How does that work?
See how crazy it is? My bestie's mom just posted about being in Tombstone. How crazy is that? That is crazy. Yep. That's nuts. So they were there. They were there the 4th. I hope they got the pizza. Yeah. We were just talking about it. Did you hit it? Oh, why didn't it go on? That's crazy. And now it's off? Just put your hand all the way on top. There you go. That you can let go now. You don't have to, no, stand there for a while. She's going to hit it. She's going to hit it again.
How does that work?
It's attached to your Ethernet, and so it's Bluetoothed out. But there's five of us that have them, and everyone has a different color you pick. And so I'm blue, and the other there's a pink and an orange and a green and a purple.
Sounds like you guys are Power Rangers.
We pretty much are. And then when the lamp goes all colors again, we meet in the middle and fly out. Just like that.
Okay.
Yes. We waddle out. Because we're all high after hitting that bong. Did we hit the... come on, let's dose it up right now on air. They need to know.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you guys are such... All right. If you're in the area, you're not dosing with us. Or if you're not, you can be up in Phoenix. You could be in Williams, Arizona. Oh, there are Williams. There's a Williams on every team. How's that heating pad treating
red.
You? Is it still on?
Yes.
Still bright red or is it blinking?
Nope. Red.
All right, then you're still frying your legs over there. Okay. We've got telemedicine, folks, so just get on over to the telemedicine section and click that button. It says fill out the form here, and you just fill it out. And just put in there whatever you want. We'll get to you. Okay, let's see. We can go through it with you right now. When you click the button, because there are a lot of button-savvy people out there, would you say, Cannabis Kid? Look, it's just a basic, it's what we have in the office. It's the exact same thing, but it's just on your computer. You want your name, your birthday, your driver's license. And then You need to upload a driver's license, and then they want your address and your phone number, and then they want to know if you get food stamps, if you're a veteran, and then you can sign the little health thing there. It says that we're going to process your application, and then after that, you can change your password, but you do have to create a password, 8 digits long, 2 special characters, right? Something like that, 1 special. So we say, just make it a capital, throw a number in, and you're good to go. Whatever you want it to be. What's your qualifying condition? You can upload your medical records. Is that a requirement that you have to upload a record on there? I think you have to upload something. What if you don't have a medical record? Okay, well, we'll fix that. The answer is, are you pregnant? There's a signature, and you're good to go. And that's it. We'll fix it. Fix it in the mix. It's super easy. And then we get all your information, and then our doctors get your information, and then we put you on a little video, and we go from there. All right. Certifications. If you want to know what you can get certified for, that would be PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's, Alzheimer's, wasting syndrome, whispers in the back room, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis and whispering. If you suffer from whispering or any one of these challenges, you can get your medical cannabis card.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
All right, you're listening to Weeds Day Wednesday. Oh, ooh, there's a horror sound happening. Do you even hear that? I mean, can you hear it in your headphones? Wow, it's a horror sound. I just wanted to see what it sounded like. What? Did it scare you? You guys both look terrified. Wow, he's shivering in the corner, and you look like you're about to pull your beanie over your face. So you both like lost shades of color, and this isn't like the Blair Witch Project, and the doors are going to close and lock, and we can't get out, and cats can't get in, and it's a whole, all right, put that coin in. Here's a laser beam in case you were wondering. Oh, that should be a lot longer. You should be able to do it like multiple times, you know. All right, what else is going on in the world of weed without our craziness? All right. Hi, Times Magazine. All right. $12 a gram in Connecticut, almost 13. So that's a lot because, you know, an eighth is 3.5 grams. So you're looking at
$30.
No, you're looking at $45, you know, eighths right there. Compared to the $69 ounce you're getting in Phoenix, I think people are going to be moving. Wow. Great. Oh, well, this is good. Maybe they'll be moving to Washington because Washington is getting rid of their 37% medical cannabis tax. What the? Wow. Wow. Medical cannabis patients in Washington are in line for some much-needed financial relief, with the state now set to eliminate an onerous excise tax, 30%. Lawmakers in Washington, quote, recently passed a bill granting exemption from the 37% excise tax for medical marijuana patients and designated providers, according to Forbes. That's crazy. The passage of the measure eliminates what has been characterized as, quote, one of the highest tax rates imposed on medical marijuana products, quote. The bill HB 1453 was originally introduced last year. Per an official legislative summary of the proposal, the bill aimed to provide, quote, a tax exemption from the 37% cannabis excise tax for qualifying patients and designated providers with a recognition card on purchases of cannabis products that are labeled as Department of Health compliant product and tested in accordance with the DOH's rules. Oh, that's interesting. That's a very interesting way to go about getting rid of a sales tax.
Do they have recreational
too? I don't know.
Where is it? Portland or
Washington?
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah, I thought they did.
They have medical and recreational.
So do they charge that on recreational?
Maybe you might want to look that up. My Little Reporters. I think somebody already has Cannabis Kids on it. Quote, there is levied and collected cannabis excise tax equal to 37% on the selling price on each retail sale in Washington of concentrates, usable cannabis, there's that word again, and cannabis-infused products. This tax is separate and in addition to general state and local sales use taxes that apply to retail sales of tangible personal property and is not part of the total retail price to which general state and local sales and use tax apply. The summary said, quote, the tax must be reflected in the price list or quoted shelf price in the licensed cannabis retail store in any advertising that includes prices for all cannabis products. All revenues collected from the cannabis excise tax must be deposited each day in the dedicated cannabis account. Wow. The summary continued, quote, a tax exemption is provided to qualified patients and designated who hold a recognition card from the 37% excise tax on their purchases of cannabis products that are labeled as Department of Health compliant product and tested in accordance with the DOH's rules. Each seller making exempt sales must maintain information establishing eligibility for the exemption in the form and manner required by the Washington State Liquor and Cannabis Board, the LCB. The LCB, you deal with LCB?
Yeah, you know me.
The LCB must provide a separate tax reporting line on the excise tax form for exemption amounts claimed. I still want to know what usable cannabis is. The Seattle law firm Harris Slowoski provided more background on the measure and its journey through the Washington legislature, noting that 37% tax imposed an unnecessary burden on patients. You think? Like, our tax is lower for medical patients. Ours is the 8.6. Is that right? 7? 8.7? Otherwise, you add an extra 16% on, so it's 25% something sales tax for recreation. Insane. That's insane.
Go down and get your medical marijuana card.
At Tumbleweed Tail Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. Get certified. And
don't let those pesky taxes
get
your marijuana down.
Don't do it.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your healthy lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
The natural way.
The natural way. Get on down. Get certified. Come on down. Get on down. Isn't there a new... Oh, there's a new Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters! We should all go to the movies right now. Okay, let's dose and go to the show. Woo! Dose and show. TM, don't even... We come up with the best ideas when we're doing this show. It's so great. I know. Sunny. We just bring... Our brains, like, leak out of...
That's really good stuff.
Study reveals ayahuasca has potential to treat stress-related disorders. This is getting crazy. Now it's just like they pick a drug they want to do out in nature, and they're like, "This one's good for stress. This one's good for arthritis. This one's actually really good." Yeah.
So I haven't had it yet, but I've heard a lot of people go,
"I know,
it's really great for like past traumas, addiction."
Oh boy.
It goes in. It's more of mind altering, kind of almost like, I guess, the way that some mental medications want to be.
See, but I've done full-on shroom trips, like full-on.
Yeah.
Like full-on. And they last like 8 to 12 hours. So how do you find, I mean, where you're on a trip level, because you want it to change your mind. You're taking this stuff to change your mind.
Right.
But where's that level of you're full on tripping versus you're just a little happier? You know what I'm saying? I mean, is that the goal of psilocybin?
So I don't think it is the goal to like full on trip out. I think when people were using this, I think it's how far you want to go down the rabbit hole. You know, like, I would take like maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah, right. But for microdosing, if you're microdosing and you're not, it's kind of like with cannabis, you take a microdose and you don't feel it, but like with Tylenol, you're not like, oh, woo, I'm on Excedrin. Mm-hmm. You just know your headache's gone, right? Or are you woohooing on Excedrin?
There's quite a bit of caffeine.
Oh, that's the one you take. So you're woohooing on Excedrin. So maybe Tylenol was the better example.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not woohooing on Tylenol.
I don't
take
that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I try not to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With Excedrin, though.
How's your magnesium intake?
No, none of her intake.
I want you to
get her that, though.
I know, and I want you to get on magnesium.
Oh, good luck with that one. At any rate, there are all sorts of studies. 9 in 10 Americans say psilocybin use for therapy, well-being is morally positive. So that would be good. I think we should really all take a third of one of those today and see how our days go.
Working.
Driving.
Okay. Oh, driving. Oh, that thing. You can walk to work. It's right there. You don't even have to drive. Oh, I'll go and talk to people for you. There we go.
You talk.
And you just process. Oh, my Lord. Look at the time. Oh, no. And this makes total sense. New Orleans says that the rats are eating the weed stored in the evidence room. Of course they are. My keycats, they love their marijuana. You can see them. They're all over the plant room. They can't get in there. And I've got the little autos growing. They're 3 weeks today, and they're about this big. If anyone's looking, it's about like maybe 3 to 4 inches, and so they're starting to smell good. And the kitties are trying to get at that. No, you have to let them get big. Wait till you see Garden of Eden. Garden of Weeden. Woo-woo! All right, kids. Well, this is it. Oh, the baby kitties. They love it. They love it. Thanks for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. We love you. We love our weed. We love our drugs. We're going to try to spin. No, we're not. The Silver Sister would not. She can't even handle the cannabis. What are we going to do? Lick it. All right, kids. Be smart about trying your psychedelics out there. You're going to do it. Even your weed. Be smart about your weed. But remember,
be smart,
be safe, and educate. Woo! Thanks for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. We love your faces. Just one bark. All right. Woo-hoo. What else we got in here? Let's see. See, that's a good long one. Cricket. All right, kids. Have an awesome Wednesday. Wednesday, we love you. We'll see you next week. Whoop, whoop. Little whispers.
Sometimes it's just faster to talk.